I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. One of the former developers of JPEEK, who's accused of defrauding investors in the federal EB-5 program, is scheduled to plead guilty to several charges tomorrow. Ariel Quiros is scheduled to appear in federal court over video conference at 9:30 tomorrow morning. VT Digger reports he's expected to plead guilty to three charges and that he could spend up to 8 years in prison. Quiros and three other businessmen were charged with fraud last May in an alleged scheme involving a planned biotech facility in Newport, which was never built. As the Vermont Department of Corrections investigates a large COVID outbreak among Vermont inmates held at a private prison in Mississippi, the DOC interim commissioner says it's very unlikely that all the inmates could be brought back to Vermont. Interim Commissioner James Baker says that DOC staff members are traveling to Tallahatchie County Correctional Facility today, where 147 Vermont inmates have now tested positive for COVID-19. Bringing all the inmates back, he says, is likely not an option.
Nothing's off the table, but I have to say that there wouldn't be any way that we could bring all the inmates back. There could be ways that we could bring a number of inmates back, but we need to figure out exactly what's going on down there.
DOC staff members on site will report back to Baker, he says, who will then determine the next steps to be taken. And the Vermont Department of Health reported one new death from COVID-19 today. A total of 58 people have died in the state. The department has also identified 9 new cases of COVID-19. 7 of them are in southern Vermont. 1 person is in the hospital with the disease. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, mostly clear, some scattered high clouds south, lows mostly in the 50s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.